We would all like to welcome everyone from PBS onto our conference call, and anyone who's listening, they will have a wonderful treat, a wonderful experience about exploring the spiritual life that you can have.
Thank you, Bonnie.
You're welcome.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing I didn't tell you we were going to do that, huh?
Okay. I can think fast on my feet.
That's very good. Okay. This is Winfrey, and I am the principal author of the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And I guess I've kind of become, I don't know if expert is the right word, but certainly knowledgeable about having the experience of how other dimensions connect with this dimension. And there's two aspects of that. One is just the knowledge of understanding how it all works, and the other is the implementation of how we bring the energy from other realms into this realm. And on this call, we're going to talk a little bit on the implementation. And when we say implementation, we're not just giving intellectual information, but we're actually doing it during the call. So while you're listening, by the way, all those background noises is our conference line. So those of you who are listening on BBS, we are simultaneously having a conference line with about 17 or 18 people on it while you guys are listening on BBS. And those people on the conference call are part of the anchor energy for this next hour. They're actually helping to anchor energy, and that's one of the things that we have, as a group, been learning how to do. And it's certainly not something I knew how to do. I kind of discovered it by trial and error. This is Wen. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Hi, this is Rick. Debbie in Los Angeles, California.
Hi, Debbie. And did I hear Rick also?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Hi, Rick. Rick in New York. So we have, let's see, how many people do we have on the line?
There are 19 participants in the conference.
We have 19 participants, but we don't have Terry, do we?
Not yet.
Terry, I bet she's having trouble. I was having trouble getting in on the line. So we were going to talk about the grid healings and the mechanics of what actually happened during the grid healings. And I'm going to talk about it a little bit, and maybe Terry will show up. And if not, I don't know, Daphne?
I'm here.
Are you in a good place to ask you a question? I mean, can you answer it from that place right there at the booth, or would it be uncomfortable?
Right now it's pretty empty in here, so it's okay.
Okay, I'll check with you, and don't feel like I'm putting you don't do anything that's uncomfortable, okay? But if Terry doesn't show up...
It's not uncomfortable, it's just, you know, if it's really noisy here, but right now it's okay.
You could always walk to the back also, because I have a telephone.
Yeah.
All right, just for your information, Daphne's in a restaurant, I'm sitting outside in my car, and we are in Los Angeles, near the Los Angeles airport. So...
Hey. All callers are muted.
So, those of you that have been tuning into what we call grid healings, I know that you're having an experience during them. I know that we're on the phone for 2 hours, and that very few people hang up during those 2 hours. Most people stay the whole 2 hours, and the call is not entertaining. We don't talk about anything. We're just visiting locations, and of course Terry is making a comment. Now I should say, for people who might be listening on BBS, what we're doing, what it means to visit a location. What we've learned how to do on these let me just start from back at the point where I was having this experience of having communication with other dimensions through the people around me who were channels. It seems like I wrote the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, and while I was writing it, I thought I was just writing it all by myself, and I learned a couple years into it that I had a lot of help and support, or I won't say help and support, but at least attention being paid to me while I was writing it from other realms. And the way I found this out is when I had a personal relationship that spontaneously started the channel. And then, as those of you who heard the story, everyone around me was channeling and they were coming in my dreams. And I had the opportunity to ask many, 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 many questions about who they were, how things worked, and came to the idea that there were two group souls who were basically responsible for the universe, or say the biggest archetypes of energy in the universe. And one of them was made up of graduates of this realm, which called themselves the Ra group. And the other was made up of souls that had never come into this realm, that were part of original creation, that called themselves the Elohim group. And these two group souls were expanded. The Elohim group could project through all the matrices. It was like being at the center of, what's a good image to describe it? Being at the center of something and being able to go through all the energy matrices to get into wherever they would be asked to show up in this realm. Or other realms, I suppose. But I don't know about other realms, I just know this one. So when we asked them to show up, not only would they speak, but they would also show up as energy. And I could feel their energy. People around me could feel their energy. When I gave talks, there was their energy. And then the Ra group also was able to show up, and I seemed to feel a different kind of energy. And, of course, then the two got mixed up because they were both showing up because they wanted to support this energy into this realm. And so, if you're hearing this for the first time, I recommend you check the archives of this. You check my website, higher-vision.org, just to make, you read the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, just to make sure that I'm not a complete wacko. Because I'm saying things that I wouldn't necessarily believe the first time I heard them, and I hope you don't if it's the first time you're hearing it. But just in case I'm right, just in case this is actually happening, then it's worth investigating it and see what kind of evidence could substantiate someone making a claim that this is so. I know that when we would give public talks, people would leave the talk and buy books and say, I could see auras for the first time. I never saw that before. There's a lot of third-party corroboration that something was going on. And so we started doing these grid healings. Terry, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I thought I heard you come in. Okay, we started doing these grid healings, and a grid healing was when we would all come together on the telephone, create a group energy amongst everyone on the phone, ask for these two group souls to come in to our group energy and join it. And apparently, it's like when we create a group energy, it's easy for them because they can see that energy. And although we can't see it, we can kind of feel it. We can feel the energy moving through us. And they would come in, and then we would direct that energy towards someone who was volunteering to be at a location to hold that energy. And this started out, I guess about a year ago in New York City, spontaneously, when Daphne and I were in New York, and we were just, we decided to go to the World Trade Center and do a kind of call in the light there, and then we couldn't get the energy going, so we got the conference line on the phone, and we all called in the light together. And it seemed to work. So every Sunday now, Gino has taken up on this and he was in California, and he moved to Madrid, and he was really touched by the work we were doing. And Gino and Terry have been corroborating every morning on doing the grid healing, where people go to different locations, we create the group energy on the line, and we bring this energy through the people who are volunteering at a location to expand into the physical space of that area. Now, recently, some of the channelings and some of the questions that have come up, there was the idea that by doing this, we are actually helping to raise the vibration of the planet and the Earth into the new vibrational field. As those of you that have listened to this know that we're going through a dimensional shift. We're moving from third density to fourth density, and the vibration of the Earth is lifting, and humans are the anchors of it. Now, in an interesting bit of recent questioning, now let me say, when I quote channel sources, even I don't know that this is the right answer. There's always, you know, a question because although we've had a huge track record and it seems to be right, and I don't see anything that seems to be incongruent after, you know, 5 years of talking, there's always a chance I couldn't have it right. So I'm not saying this is truth, but the way it works is the Earth needs to get the field energy through us as humans. And that there's an energy that's radiating from the galactic center. But in a recent question, it was said that the Earth can't get this energy directly. It needs to get it through humans. And I didn't ask the questions, but maybe I would imagine animals and plants are part of the connection to that energy. But I don't know. I didn't ask the question. They just said humans. So there's something about human DNA that is a conductor of that energy to the Earth. And apparently, the field vibration is already in fourth density. And I don't know if the Earth, if you could say the Earth is in fourth density quite yet, but it's like going through growing pains, and the more that we can bring that energy into the Earth, the less the growing pains are. So when we do these grid healings, Terry is, as you know, is one of the people who has been channeling the Elohim for me, for us, and is on the line, and she's making observations at the different locations, and sometimes she's speaking from her own consciousness and her own intuition, and sometimes, and she doesn't usually announce this, but sometimes they start speaking through her and explaining stuff, and it's I can tell when they're speaking through her, because I know Terry for a long time, and when they start speaking through her, she gets like 100 times smarter than she usually is. Terry, is that accurate?
It's like...
maybe not 100 times, 10 times.
Maybe 10 times smarter. Like the other day when we did the grid healing, I was trying to explain or think of how to explain the Earth grids, and I couldn't even come up with anything, so I asked them, and all of a sudden I came up with this brilliant thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? This is a good time to ask you. If they want to come through, it's okay, because we're recording it, so we didn't have a recording on Sunday. But maybe they could explain the celestial architecture of what's happening when we do a grid healing from their point of view to our point of view into the Earth.
We'll give it a go, but I'm in a parking lot and I'm fairly busy on a fairly busy street, and so I don't promise anything at this point.
Would you like me to call in the light? Help.
Yeah.
Okay. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, everyone on the line, and all those people listening. And that any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy through our bodies into the center of the Earth. And those of us on the line who voluntarily, free willingly choose to do so, we intend to have our energies blend in other realms. The parts of us, you could call it your soul. For a moment, we're going to blend, or in the Christian term, commune. Ask for that to happen. And many of you, when I say this, you can feel, if you're sensitive to your chakras, that your crown chakra starts to feel an energy. And we ask the Elohim group and the Ra group, service to other groups in the Christ of Light, to join with us. And as we're joined, I leave a space, and Terry, if you can get their energy, fine. If not, just let me know, and I'll redirect the flow of the show.
All right. So we greet you in the love light that we are bringing through from the other side. For on the other side, we do not experience the conflicts and the static differences that affect your realm. What we are doing in grid healing is merging with the people on the line named Terry, and we are coming in to an area. At first we are directed by the individual that is at the area, or if it is a remote viewing of an area, we are directed by the remoteness there, the viewing of that area. There are cars going by, and so please excuse any choppiness in this transmission. We are directed to the area by the person that is describing the area and is at the area. Then we remotely with Terry view the area. Also, we review any residual emotional conflicts that are in the Akashic record stored in the area from any area of time where they may have been stored. A stuck area might be the one that was this last weekend of the writer's strike with 5,000 individuals picketing outside of a building in Century City. The grief and the sadness at not being able to get across their position remained hanging in the location. We were able to address this to individually address the writers and to release the sadness. At that point, Terry experienced a release of sadness. In doing this, it frees up attention that is stuck in an area and enables the flow to increase. As the Earth moves into a higher frequency of existence, and allows the earth thus to more easily move into the fourth dimension. We greet each and every one of you that is listening out there over the world, and we love each one individually as you and your own forces and your own flow and your own source, and we honor you. Adonai. Thank you.
Thank you. So, thank you, Terry, for coming through with that. And any of you who are listening anywhere, you are invited to join our grid healing. And it's a Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And wait a moment, and I'll give you the call-in number. Get your phone out, get your pen out. Goes from 10 to 12, and what it means to participate is the first time you come on, you're just going to stay home and listen and support the energy. And the key to this is you actually make a difference by supporting the energy, and the energy, even without it being focused, will residually end up in your physical location and help uplift the vibration there. And if you feel comfortable with this, and if you feel the energy, and if you feel the connection with it, you can then volunteer to do a location somewhere that's convenient to you, or more, even more than one location. And the criteria for the locations is places where large groups of people congregate, like a bridge, which is over the water, which apparently the energy is anchored in the water. A high location that overlooks the city. A monument or building that is tall that people walk by that you can anchor energy to. In one question, an airport, a train station, which has energetic connections all over the world through a web. In one question that I made, they said you can't have a bad location. You can have better locations, but you can't have a bad location. So one time I just went to a park because that's what was convenient. I sat in the park and anchored the energy of that park. Or it doesn't matter. Go into your city hall. Go into the center of your town, go to a busy intersection, drive on a freeway, but listen in the first week and see how it feels. And the phone number to access the grid healing is, again, Sunday morning at 10 a.m. at 218-936-1100, 37525#. And this is a really valuable thing. The more people that do this, we're actually helping bring this new energy into the earth, into the energy fields around the earth. And it goes beyond the collective consciousness. And there's another thing about this, and this is one that I don't completely understand, but I've read this, and I think there's truth to it, that in the negative realms, there's an attempt to create a cap on the energy of the earth. And that the more this cap is on there, the more the negative can control this realm and create circumstances of fear and panic, which is what they're trying to do. The more energies that can go through this cap and actually reach the earth, the more empowered we all become, and we reprogram the collective. So we're doing our little part with these grid healings, and of course, really the ultimate goal is for each of us to be able to walk around in our lives and hold this energy in our own space, whether we're on a grid healing or whether in our jobs. I know Terry is a person, of all the people I know, Terry probably is one of the best at doing that. and she works in the legal office, and she works with attorneys, and she sits in the office and lifts the vibration of the whole office and blesses everybody. She does that wherever she goes. And it's including me and other people around her. So, did I describe that well, Terry?
Yes. Yes.
I'm probably embarrass her. She's shy, but you know, she's one of those people that when she's around, there's a field around her that just everyone feels the field, and she changes the energy. But you know what? She's a model of something we all can do. We can all change the energy in our space. And I think it's a matter of practice. And what we're doing on these conference lines is practicing. Every time we're on the line, we're practicing. And, you know, I know even one of the things that's very an interesting phenomena of human nature is that whenever we come right up to the edge of something which is going to be momentous and a big change, we oftentimes stop and retreat. And, of course, we don't know it's going to be a big change because the new change hasn't come in yet. And it seems like we come to that fence in our own consciousness and we're afraid to move to the other side of it. We know there's another side of it. We sense it anyway. But we are familiar with the compressed state. And so when the circumstances of our life push us to move past the compressed state, oftentimes we back off. And sometimes that'll mean, even on this conference call, it's like there's a place where if you're participating on these calls on a regular basis, there's a place of realization where you realize that you're not, this call isn't being done to you. You are doing the call. Even though I'm talking, I'm kind of like the facilitator, or whoever is moderating as the facilitator. We, as a group, are doing the call. And maybe the first time somebody comes on, now this is not true for everybody. Some people are tapped into energy and they pick it up immediately. But other people come on and, you know, they're listening and it's more like entertainment. And if it's only entertainment, if it's like listening like entertainment, after a certain amount of times on the call, you won't be interested anymore. Because you'll say, oh, Wynn's telling the same story again, or this is the same old stuff, or blah, 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 there's nothing new here. Where is Howard Stern's? We need some titillation. Well, for those of you that need titillation, please tune into the Don and Wynn show on Saturday night. That's the first time I ever recommended it. But I'm not really recommending it, I'm just mentioning it. But on these calls, nothing is really happening. I'm just talking, and it's happening. I'm just talking and allowing, cooperating with the energies of other realms to work with me and with you. And you are, to the extent that you're cooperating, are letting those energies into your space. You're opening up to them, and you're feeling them. And, you know, when we're talking about energies, we're not talking about aliens, we're not talking about ETs. We're talking about like dancing energy in your space, like a lightness in your body. We're talking about sometimes a feeling on the top of your head and around your crown chakra and around your forehead, like suddenly that other dimension is anchoring with you. And those are some of the symptoms when it happens, or effects. I guess symptoms is not the best word, but some of the things that are markers of it that you can know that that's actually happening. And so when that starts to happen the first times, it's like you're suddenly now entering into being a galactic human, not just a human. Your space is now expanded far beyond what you were accustomed to and used to. And when that happens, you can vibrationally make contact with these really high sources and tap in and pull those energies, just like letting a new friend into your space, a new energy into your space. And of course, when you do this, when you do create this openness, you have to keep your intent high and your discernment high, because just the nature of being open means you could potentially open up to a negative source. And we've talked about how to identify those. And I do believe these conference calls are a good reference point to what a positive source feels like. And that's probably the reference point you should look for. Now, in an interesting set of channelings recently, most of you are familiar with the Elohim. And the Elohim has been channeled by both Daphne and Terry. Daphne, are you on the line?
I am.
I don't know, are you sitting in the restaurant? Is it still quiet?
It's still quiet.
Do you feel like letting them say hello to our group?
Do you mean the Ra Confederacy?
Yeah, but I'll do a little introduction, but...
We could try it.
You could try it? Okay. Let me just tell you, recently, I would say recently being the last 3 or 4 days, I had asked a question, and those of you that know Daphne know that she has been plagued by panic attacks. And part of that is when she becomes open to her own vulnerability to the negative. So I asked a question about that, and suddenly the voice coming through her identified itself as the Ra Alliance. Now, we've talked to the Ra group before, and normally I hadn't put them out to the public, mainly because it was a little bit embarrassing, because here I write a book where the Ra group is introducing themselves, and I felt like it was people, I would just, how can I say it, push the credulousness of people that were exposed to my material to think that suddenly whoever's talking in the book is talking to me too. But those of you that have been on the line regularly probably had your credulousness pushed to the limit anyway. And so fairly regularly the Ra group would come through. And the Ra group, I've said this many times, but, you know, maybe you can get this on a more visceral level. I'll say it again. The Elohim group is like celestial architects. They are outside of all the matrixes, and they can beam through the matrixes, and they can readjust things, as happened with my sister. I assume that was the Elohim that actually did it. My sister's little miracle where her lupus went away. They can readjust matrixes to cause things to transform down here. And the Ra group described themselves, you know, they're made up of graduates of this realm. And they are they describe themselves as builders. Whereas the Elohim were the celestial architects, the Ra group was more closer to the realm, like they built the pyramids. But builders, they're close in. They can be, you know, like a close-in energy that flows through us. It seems to me sometimes when you're feeling all your chakra energies open up, now, this is me talking, I don't know if I asked this and got an answer, but it seems like that the Ra group is more inside on the chakra energies and Elohim is beaming in from the celestial realms. And the Ra group has worked more closely in the evolution of this planet, I think I could say, than the Elohim. They've been more directly involved with the creation of religions, the prophets, the certainly Christianity and God knows what else, but they've said in one of the channelings through David, we've spoken to all your religious leaders and spiritual teachers who started, not the ones today, but the ones who were the founders. And that in one of the channelings, you know, was the implication that the Ra group was the group that was most directly involved with the ascension process that we've talked about on our planet. So when I asked the question about how can this entity have more protection from what I call negative attacks, they said, call on us every day. and just the act of calling on us protects the space of this entity. So for the past few days, we've been doing that. And I don't know, Daphne's sitting in a restaurant right now. This is really unusual. So, Daphne, do you sense their presence? Would they like to address us?
They don't seem to mind. And
they don't seem
I don't think anyone can really hear me, so I think it's okay.
Well, let me just bring the light in again, protection. And this would be the first address of the Ra Alliance to our conference line. And let me see here. Just for information, we have about 7 minutes, okay? So we can go maybe eight or nine, but 7 minutes till 6:50, and we're supposed to be off the air then. So I'll leave a space here. We bring our energies together. We ask for the light. We bring our spirits together, and we invite the Ra Alliance to address our group.
Contact is established. This is the Ra Confederacy. We welcome this opportunity to commence service with this dedicated group of light servers who have so tirelessly enabled ourselves and our counterparts, the Elohim, to establish frequency footholds. And wire the respective holograms and matrices of those evolving galactic humans in this ascension process to the plate tectonics of Gaia, of Mother Earth. We bid you welcome this evening. We are a vast confederacy, a conglomeration of graduated souls emanating from the center of your Hunabku, your galactic center, your great central sun. It is our task at hand, our imperative to assist those souls at this time and in your particular time-space locale with the individuals we are addressing to imbue our energies into your collective sphere and energy body. And awakening DNA strands which are awakening to hold evermore celestial love and light. To impart this to each other, to society at large, and most importantly, though you may not understand this from a human vantage point, to Mother Earth, for she is your cradle, and she is your anchor, and she is your home. We speak of the concept of anchoring and rootedness, of this new frequency of love light into the physical, which requires the construction of a new light body for every soul on the road to ascension. You may not ascend without your physical vehicle being properly tweaked, properly upgraded, properly programmed. It is as if you are all running a buggy version of Windows 98, to use your colloquialism, and you now need Windows XP, or the new version coming out, the newest version. It is a rough analogy, but understandable in that your bodies are as a hard drive, and your soul is as a program which, though it can be contained on a hard drive, does not cease to exist if the hard drive is destroyed. Thus you are being expanded. Thus you are being recreated. We shall be available to you to offer assistance in a kind of school, a kind of tutoring. There are certain exercises, they are simple, which can enhance the focalization required to move the energies to new locations within the evolving light body from your old body, to properly root this to Mother Earth as her frequencies are accelerating rapidly and exponentially. This is our message to you this evening. We are honored by this opportunity to assist and serve you. And we ask you, with a kind of human laughter, not to be afraid to be roto-rooted, so to speak, for this is the process at hand. We bid you courage. We bid you focus. We bid you intent. We are the Ra Alliance. Adonai, Adonai, Sebaot.
Thank you very much.
Hello?
I hope you stayed on this much TBS. Thanks, Mike, for the audience.
Thank you, Daphne. That was beautiful.
You're welcome, Terry. Did it come through? I don't know. It's the line sounded like it faded out.
Yes. No, it came through. The whole thing came through perfectly. I don't know if we're still on the air or not. I don't hear Wynn right
Hello?
Now.
Can you hear me?
Wynn.
Yeah, I'm here.
I can hear you now.
Yeah. We're still on the conference line, though, so everyone's on the conference line. We're going to get back to putting things in the light. But you know what? I just wanted to add something to the conference line, okay? A little point of reference. You know, one of the things about what we're doing is I know, even for me, there's this incredulousness. Is this real? And I wanted to point something out that I believe, let me just see. No, let me see. I don't think I asked this question. Matthew and I did a channeling. And, of course, Matthew knows, is familiar with the idea of Ra and thinks of Ra as God. And that we had asked, I had asked in a channeling, I think with Terry or Daphne, and they said that Matthew was channeling part of the Ra group. So Matthew and I did a private channeling, and I asked the question about that, and then, of course, he came back with Ra speaks and gave an answer to the question. And then I asked the question about ascension, and the answer was ascension will be available to a few people who have practiced certain techniques, learned certain techniques. And so I took note of it. This is on tape, and this was maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago that we had this discussion. And I didn't really make it available to the public at this point, although I think it's on X-Drive. But if you'd like to hear that discussion, email me, and I'll send you that channeling. But, you know, the Ra Alliance, of speaking through Daphne, has been talking about teaching us how to build our life bodies, and they had asked me to do a course or a tutorial or an ongoing event where they would teach that to people or help people learn how to do that. So I would say that is, I hope that's forthcoming, and that when we do that, I'll probably have to ask some kind of suggested donation for it. I'll let you know when it's going to happen and how many weeks it'll be. And this will be a new one for me because usually I give workshops and they're going to give the workshop. Okay, so on that note, let me call in the light again.